KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The prospects for No Strings Attached seemed pretty grim. A romantic comedy, worse still, from a Hollywood studio, with a premise that smacked of Last Tango in Paris. That's the scandalous classic in which Marlon Brando and Maria Schneider have a sexual liaison with no strings or names attached. Yet the outcome is pretty delightful. Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman are the lovers, and Ivan Reitman is the director. Yes, he's Jason Reitman's father, the man who did Ghostbusters a long time ago. This time he's worked with great verve and finesse from a terrifically funny script by Elizabeth Merriweather. And this time the lovers have names, Adam and Emma. They're longtime friends who decide to become FWBs, friends with benefits, meaning sex friends, because they don't think they can handle the demands of a committed relationship without wrecking their cherished friendship. It's actually more complicated than that, but their earnest entry into a no-strings pact is enough to put them on a bumpy, raunchy road to true love. Adam is an aspiring writer on a cheerfully silly TV show about high schoolers who sing, dance, and blog. Emma is a doctor, which is why she tells him at one point, "You give me premature ventricular contractions. My heart skips a beat." The movie doesn't miss a beat, whether it be comical, farcical, emotional, or even lyrical. Well, maybe one. In the courtyard of the L.A. County Museum, Emma announces a change of heart that seems to have happened off camera. Both of the actors, like their characters, seem to be enjoying themselves with a graceful sense of self-irony that inoculates them against narcissism. I know it's fashionable to diss Ashton Kutcher, but he makes Adam an intelligent, good-hearted hunk who's genuinely likable. Natalie Portman's Emma has a gift for floating and darting and yet somehow staying grounded. Emma is a heroine with substance and depth, even though the script doesn't dwell on it. Far from being a flirty beauty who wants to keep her options open, she keeps her distance from open feelings because she hasn't learned how to do otherwise. "I'm not an affectionate person," she says in a girlhood prologue. That's before she blossoms forth as Natalie Portman, but even then, Emma knows herself all too well. In keeping with the quality at the top of the bill, the supporting cast is chock-a-block with comic chops. Kevin Kline is Adam's father, Alvin, a fatuously lascivious actor who's famous mainly for saying "Great Scott." Greta Gerwig is Emma's quick-witted friend Patrice, Lake Bell's Lucy, a major league neurotic producing minor league TV, Chris Ludicrous Bridges as Adam's cheerfully profane and dependably obtuse friend Wallace. No Strings Attached doesn't have the overexposed, washed-out look of a studio comedy. The cinematographer was Rogier Stauffer's, and it doesn't for a moment feel like one. It's a smart, sexy rom-com that turns the neat trick of staying sweetly human. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back with more reviews on KCRW after the fun drive.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.